This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarik. Missouri's long ailing second injury fund is at the center of a lawsuit heard Tuesday before the state Supreme Court. David Spradling was injured on the job in 1998 after having previously been declared disabled and died 7 years later from unrelated circumstances. He had filed a second injury fund claim, which his three children pursued, and in 2011 were awarded his disability payments for the rest of their lives. Attorney Sheila Blaylock represented the Spradlings before the high court.
Had the work injury caused Mr. Spradling's death, we wouldn't be here today, because the benefits that would be owed to his children would be death benefits. The fund would have no liability to my clients. It would be employer responsibility.
Assistant Attorney General John Lintner argued that the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission erred in its ruling. He said that death benefits for children of a deceased worker end when they turn 18, and that Spradling's children are now in their 20s. The Missouri Supreme Court will issue its ruling at a later date. A Missouri lead mining company has contributed $10,000 to House Republicans after legislators enacted a law shielding the company from large liability judgments in some lawsuits. Online state records show that the Doe Run company made the contribution to the House Republican Campaign Committee on October 3rd. That came about 3 weeks after the Republican-led House voted to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a bill limiting punitive damage awards against Doe Run related to old lead mining sites. Some Democrats also supported the override vote. Doe Run gave a similar $10,000 contribution in late July to the Missouri Senate Campaign Committee, which supports Republican candidates. Republicans also control the state Senate. Doe Run mounted an aggressive lobbying effort in support of the legislation. The National Head Start Association says a donation of $10 million from two philanthropists will help keep some Head Start programs in six states, including Missouri, from closing during the federal government shutdown. KBIA's Joshua Teasley has the story.
Missouri is just one of six states that have had some of its Head Start programs defunded by the government shutdown at the end of its first week. The National Head Start Association says this donation will help more than 7,000 children from low-income families remain in the program during the federal government shutdown. Columbia Head Start programs are ineligible for the award because of a contractual funding agreement with the federal government that is valid until next year. Columbia Worley Head Start coordinator Leslie Fannin says her program hasn't been seriously affected so far, but she's living by day-to-day information.
We've had quite a few parents asking us. You know, we told them that as soon as we knew anything, they would be the first to know if we did have to close our doors.
Central Missouri Community Action Executive Director Darren Priest says the donation will go to less fortunate programs in Missouri that are about to close.
We're fortunate that our funding came from 2013 appropriations, so our programs don't have to shut down, but it makes for really difficult planning when we can't forecast beyond a couple of months.
Priest says the federal government shutdown has forced some community action centers across the state to shut down, but that he and his colleagues have been meeting every day to discuss the situation. Joshua Teasley, KBIA News.
Missouri is considering tightening food stamp eligibility for thousands of adults. Since 2009, Missouri has received a waiver from federal rules that allows lower-income adults without children to qualify for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, despite failing to meet RIC requirements. The Kansas City Star reports that the Department of Social Services wants to change the program to waive RIC requirements only in counties where unemployment is higher than 10%. A Missouri legislative committee is considering whether to allow ethanol levels in gasoline to rise from 10% to 15%. KBIA's Michael Loesch tells us what this could mean for Missouri drivers.
The Missouri Department of Agriculture wishes to update a 2006 law that allows the mixing of ethanol into gasoline to 10%. The new rule proposed by the department would increase the ethanol content in gasoline to 15%, but not everyone agrees this rule should be in place. Ron Leone is the executive director of the Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Stores Association. Leone says this new rule cannot work because car manufacturers did not intend for non-flex fuel cars to burn gasoline with 15% ethanol, or E15.
And as a matter of fact, they testified yesterday that if you put E15 into a non-flex fuel vehicle that's under warranty and that has not been warranted to burn E15, that it will void the warranty of the car and that it could, in fact, provide damage to the underlying engine.
Leone says he also thinks this change should be done by law instead of the proposed rule. The Missouri Legislature's Joint Committee on Administrative Rules has been debating this week over whether the Department of Agriculture has the authority to make the rule change, and the committee can block the proposal. Leone wants to send this issue to the Missouri Legislature when it meets in January 2014.
Let's do this right by passing a law that builds in protections for consumers and small businesses so that we can bring E15 to the motoring public in a way that's safe and smart and ultimately protects consumers.
The Environmental Protection Agency approved the use of E15 for vehicles 2001 and newer, or flex fuel vehicles. Shane Kinney is the Director of Public Policy for the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Kinney says E15 is cheaper and consumers will have a choice between it and the 10% ethanol blend. He also says that there have been no reports by the EPA regarding the misuse of fuel.
Before Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, they're all selling E15. They have had zero cases of misfueling, and they've had zero reports of engine damage, and that's why we're definitely not worried. EPA's conducted over 6 million miles of testing, and they had zero issues.
Currently, 9 other states allow the use of E15. The Missouri Legislature's Joint Committee on Administrative Rules will meet today to discuss the issue further. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.
People whose Missouri homes and businesses were damaged by floods and strong storms in August can now qualify for federal low-interest loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration has approved disaster aid for Pulaski and Taney counties, as well as their neighboring counties of Camden, Christian, Douglas, Laclede, Marys, Miller, Ozark, Phelps, Stone, and Texas. The aid is for damage that occurred from August 2nd to the 14th. President Barack Obama previously approved federal aid for public entities in 18 Missouri counties, but denied a disaster declaration for individual assistance. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.